would you like to throw some light on that today, or it's a long topic?
No, it's a short topic. Indifference, no?
Service. There were two questions here. There was one, the difference between indifference and...
It's 1:10 already.
Or maybe social service, whichever of the two.
I can be here up to 1:30, but many of you might be in a hurry to go. So let us do it tomorrow, next time.
Okay.
All right?
So when next week, whenever...
Or I can meet Manda herself. All right, so that I can... It is her question, so I can ask. So justice demands.
Let's all benefit. Anybody
who wants to leave can leave, maybe. Yeah, because there are still 20 minutes.
We still have 20 minutes. Yeah, that's what I thought. At least the rest could hear it.
All right.
Well, the indifference is also my question.
Dispassion and indifference.
No. Detachment and
indifference.
Detachment and indifference.
The real concern of yoga is to attain to a state of equality. That's the fundamental objective. Once I had asked the mother a question, what is the criterion by which you can judge that you have progressed in yoga? How do you measure your progress in yoga? So mother said, the extent to which you remain equal in all kinds of circumstances gives you the measurement of your progress. So you might say that equality is itself a definition of yoga. Yoga is nothing but a state of equality. Samatvam yoga uchyate. This is what the Gita itself says. The very definition of yoga is samatvam yoga uchyate. Yoga itself is nothing but equality, sense of state of equality. And really speaking, the highest equality can come only in the supermind. When you reach the supramental level, you really become absolutely equal. Till that time, we are all gradations of equality. In these gradations, detachment is one of the methods. Not the method, but one of the methods. Because it is clear that so long as you are attached, you have preference for it. You have bias in favor of it. You like to possess it. You like to enjoy it. Therefore, even the arguments mentally will go in favor of the attached object. There will be rationalization in regard to the object of attachment. Even the mind will not be pure mind. That is why it is said that detachment is one of the methods. It is called anasakti. Asakti is attachment. Anasakti is detachment. Therefore, some people use the word anasakti as the entire teaching of the Gita. Anasakti yoga, as it is called. The whole of the Gita is nothing but anasakti yoga. Now, in this movement of detachment, there are many levels. One very low level is the hardness of indifference. I'm using the two words deliberately. Hardness of indifference. In order to detach yourself from the object of attachment, sometimes you become hard towards that object. Instead of being soft all the time, because that is the mark of attachment. While detaching yourself, not knowing how to detach yourself properly, you become hard towards that object. It is the wrong thing, but this happens in the process sometimes. Not that it happens always, but sometimes it happens. You become hard to that object. And then whatever happens to that object and whatever happens to me in regard to that object thereafter, I begin to develop what is called indifference. Because of that hardness of outlook or attitude towards the object, I become indifferent. That is to say, whatever happens to me or whatever happens to the object of attachment, I say to myself, it matters nothing. I remain what I am, equal. Does not please me, does not displease me. In some human natures, hardness and indifference are associated with each other. Even some hard temperaments we will see, they are quite indifferent. And they might even be proud that they are having samatvam, some kind of equality. But this is a perverted indifference. Detachment does not mean hardness. But very often, one becomes hard, and through hardness, one develops indifference. Indifference is a state where it makes no difference to you, irrespective of what happens to yourself or to the object of your attachment. That's the meaning of indifference. When you find that it makes no difference to you, irrespective of what happens to you and to the object of attachment. And this indifference sometimes is brought about by developing hardness. Sometimes it develops by titiksha, by endurance. You do not become hard to the object of your attachment. But you detach yourself to some extent by which you try to remain equal. Whatever happens to your object of attachment and yourself, my child passes matric examination and I feel very, very happy. My neighbor's child also passes matric examination. I'm quite indifferent to it. Doesn't make any difference to my consciousness. Because I'm attached to my child. But now if I cultivate this kind of detachment, and I say to myself, although this is my child, I love him very much, and normally my state of consciousness must be very exalted when my child passes the examination, I try to quiet down my exaltation. I don't allow the ripples of my exaltation to bubble up. This is also a state of endurance. We endure your exaltation and not experiencing exaltation. Something that is pleasant and you do not allow the pleasantness to enter into your experience by a psychological adjustment to the situation. It can come only by endurance. You endure the pleasant experience, and by enduring you neutralize the pleasantness. You bear the pleasantness. In this, instead of becoming excited, throwing big parties and so on, you just bear the happiness, contain it in yourself, don't burst out, is endurance. Similarly, if it gives you pain when the child fails in the examination, that pain may give you some kind of discomfort, to say the least, or great sorrow or great suffering, great depression, disappointment, frustration, and you don't allow it to overpower you. That is also endurance. You endure the suffering without allowing your emotions to arise, or to, even if they arise, to make them weaker and weaker so that they don't overpower you. This method of endurance is called the Stoic method, the method of Stoicism. You endure. If I am given an honor in the country, the whole nation is going to watch me on television, and the exaltation that I may normally have. But by a Stoic method, I just don't feel that exaltation. Or even if it comes,